And 96.9 FM, live and local.
All right. Yeah, get those free magnetic schedules. And Royals' regular season opener is coming up Thursday. And that will be a 3:15 first pitch. And the K, I understand, is a sellout for
awesome
opening day 2025. It is 8:41.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Glad to have with us here this Monday morning, Sarah Teefy of the National Weather Service Meteorology Office in Topeka. This is a pretty busy 2 to 3 weeks when it comes to Storm Spotter training sessions here across our KVOE listening area, including the one tomorrow, and Sarah is here to talk about those in more detail.
Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us here today. What's happening at the office today?
Well, not a lot today. We're just tracking a little bit of elevated fire weather again, but that's become the norm here recently.
Yeah, no kidding.
Understood. And we mentioned here, there's a lot of, the session or the schedule has played out here, so most of our area counties have storm spotter training sessions that are taking place really within the next couple of weeks and a couple more a little bit further down the schedule than that. Here for Emporia, we're looking at tomorrow, Memorial Union Preston Family Room. For those folks that are coming in, what can they expect from the storm spotter training session taking place tomorrow?
Yes, that's correct. So the storm spotter shows really are just good for the whole family. When we go through those, it's about an hour and a half presentation. We focus on a couple of different things, preparedness and awareness when it comes to hazardous weather, especially the spring type of hazardous weather. We look at thunderstorm structure, some associated cloud features, just to make sure you kind of know what you're looking at in the sky. If you're out and about and you see something unusual, you can say, oh, well, maybe this is happening, based on what I'm seeing. We talk about how to read radar. And, of course, go over safety information, how to reduce your risk from things like wind, tornadoes, hail, flooding. We also talk about how you can report any kind of significant weather that you're seeing to us here at the National Weather Service. And for anyone who's interested in becoming an actual spotter for us, not a chaser, we don't want people to go out and chase. We just want people to give us information from their safe place, like their home. We go over information about how you can get additional training to do that as well.
Okay, how to read radar. What will that entail?
Well, we show a lot of radar images. We talk about, different things that you might see, different kinds of structures to those storms. That hook echo, doesn't always indicate that there's a tornado necessarily. We talk a little bit about not just the reflectivity, which is what we're most accustomed to seeing, but also like velocity data. What we look at, the things that we see sometimes on radar that would indicate rotation and tornado and things that are concerning, and especially for anyone who is out there spotting, where's your best location to be compared to that storm on radar so that you can really see what's going on with that storm.
I was going to ask you here too, Sarah, to maybe translate what you see on radar to what spotters would be seeing on the ground in different situations, and maybe some of those features that would indicate SLCs, the scary-looking clouds, from something more potent and maybe more dangerous.
That's true. Yep. And so different cloud features are, may look different on radar. For example, like a squall line, oftentimes we get some really pretty shelf clouds that come in with those squall lines that look very ominous and can be. Certainly there's some strong wind when those come through. But we look at those compared to what you're seeing on radar, and then also things like supercell thunderstorms that are rotating, maybe what you're seeing, a funnel or a wall cloud, and what that might look like on radar, and we do that comparison.
Sarah, you mentioned here about, storm spotter positioning with these storms, and I think a lot of that also has to do with really the direction of the storm and maybe even, and correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe the nature of the potentially severe weather outbreak, whether you're dealing with the separated storms, the supercells, or maybe squall lines. How does what you're dealing with as far as the thunderstorm lineup concerned maybe change where spotters need to position themselves to be safe?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are certain places to be located when it comes, especially to like a supercell thunderstorm, where you can really see what's happening best with that, and that's typically southeast of that storm if that storm is moving to the northeast. So it's not moving directly toward you. It's going to pass you to the west, but you're going to get a good view then of what's happening with that storm, especially if it's a supercell and there's any kind of rotation happening. If you're in the path of that storm, you know, you're going to get the rain, then you're going to get the hail, and if there's a tornado, you know, that's going to come after the hail. Those are, when you're in that position, we don't want you outside looking at anything. We want you in your safe place. And so we show some examples of good places to be and bad places to be in order of kind of spotting and seeing what's happening with that thunderstorm.
So how long do these sessions normally last, Sarah?
Yeah, about an hour, okay. Hour and a half at most, and then we'll take some questions at the end.
And this is something you'd already mentioned here, but it's really good to kind of continue to hammer away at, because the explosion of storm chasers over the last 15 to 20 years, as you'd mentioned here early in our conversation, this is meant for the spotters, not those people, really, I guess maybe, not those people who would be going out and actively getting a lot closer than what a lot of us would consider safe.
Yeah, we absolutely want everyone to stay in their safe place. There are a lot of chasers out there. They're not directly associated with the Weather Service. You know, sometimes our staff, if they're not needed at the office, they're not on shift, sometimes they'll go out and try to get us some information as well. But really what we want kind of the general public doing is staying at home or, you know, wherever their safe place is, and then just giving us information from there, what they're experiencing, that kind of thing. We certainly know a lot of chasers who are out there, and we use that relationship, you know, knowing them, having their phone numbers, getting that information, but that's, we don't recruit those type of people or train chasers at the Weather Service.
Sarah, before we let you go here, we always ask the unfair question, kind of what the severe weather, you know, season could shape up to be, and obviously we've seen a lot of activity now over the Deep South, the Dixie Alley chasing area over the last couple of weeks. There are some indications of some thunderstorm activity here this weekend. What are you seeing right now, maybe not for the full season, but for the next couple of weeks that we may need to be aware of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that can be a tough question, obviously, to answer. You know, we really focus on the next 7 to 10 days. And yes, we do have some thunderstorm chances, especially by this weekend. But certainly has been an active pattern. You know, in March, we've had a lot of wind. We've had some very strong systems that have come through, and we haven't been in that position with those systems to get a lot of the tornadoes and severe weather. Luckily, I mean, unfortunately, someone else is getting those. But I think we need to stay very weather aware. We're going into April and then May, and those are our two biggest months for severe weather here in this part of the country. So, yeah, keep an eye on the forecast. It can change quickly, but when we start to see those signs a couple of days out of severe weather, we'll start to message that.
Okay. Again, remind folks about the Lyon County Spotter Training Session, the dates and date and time of what we're going to see.
Yeah, Spotter Show. Weather Service will be there tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's Emporia State University in the Memorial Union. And again, that should be about an hour, hour and a half long show.
Sounds good. Well, Sarah, looking forward to working with you again throughout this severe weather season. You guys up in Topeka and down in Wichita. And if you ever need anything, just let us know.
Sarah, thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Sarah Tiefe, meteorologist, National Weather Service, Topeka. Again, tomorrow night, storm spotter safety training, ESU Memorial Union, Chuck.
All right, again, that's 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Wednesday, Morris County Courthouse in Council Grove has a session. That'll be at